This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The issue. The issue is the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now. Make sure you, in fact, let people know your senators. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Who's on your list?
Gentlemen, I think
We have ended this.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe.
They
47
do.
Years you've done nothing. They understand.
Oh. All right.
75 million people almost tuned in to that, depending, give or take. I guess the official number is really 73.1 million TV viewers, but I'm throwing in some other viewers into that mix as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Remember, that was what happened to all of us when we watched the first debate. Now, viewership for the debate was 13% lower for that first one than what we saw in 2016. There were more people that tuned in to watch Trump, who wasn't the president, then square off with the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. If you looked at the Nielsen numbers, I poured through them today. Now, I said there were millions more you could add on to the, quotes, TV viewers, because all the other ways that we absorb media, the different platforms, so Alphabet Inc.'s Google, they operate the YouTube platform, that video sharing thing, and they don't have specific numbers, but they knew that it was blasting high. This was a 90-minute non-debate moderated by, oops, Chris, I'm normally good, Wallace, but I have no control over this train wreck thing. And now we got two more that are coming up, and it makes you wonder. You got one on the 15th of October, one on the 22nd. The October 15th debate, peeps, moderated by Steve Scully, who's a senior executive producer and political editor of C-SPAN. Oh, have you ever watched C-SPAN? Steve Scully, hello. I hope you got what it takes. He is a political journalist, and he definitely has kind of this unruffled-ish demeanor. He hosts a show called Washington Journal, and it's a call-in show on the morning. It's probably the most vibrant thing that you see on C-SPAN, because here's the deal with C-SPAN. They're just broadcasting hearings and stuff, and we know that, right? So now enter the Commission on Presidential Debates. They picked Scully to host the second debate, a town hall-style discussion, because he's even-tempered, they say. He's even-tempered. That's his approach. And his experience with fielding questions from the audience. So he might be unflappable, but how is he stopping the train wreck when you get the pugilist again in the political ring and they're dancing around each other, and especially with all the interruptions? So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. And of course, because I'm in this game, I'm all in, I'm watching, I'm invested. I made phone calls today. I was hunting down people to talk about things that had happened before in debates, and we'll have some of those people on the show. But there has been conversation about the microphone and muting candidates when it's not their turn to speak. I mean, I think, why don't you just put them in two glass booths, you know, and just go to the one where you go to the one first and you go to the other one so they can't even hear each other. Can you imagine? Well, no, that's not going to happen with the whole thing with the mic's off and on. Managing the questions, the whole thing, and when it's off and on, I don't think so. That there's no way. And really, a little bird told me, yeah, we've thought about that before, and no. And especially because the Commission on Presidential Debates, no offense, but they move slowly, right? So they're back in the 1980s. They're not going to hurry up and get some giddy up and catch up to 2020. The October 22nd debate is hosted by Kristen Welker, who's a White House correspondent for NBC News. She's also co-anchor of Weekend Today. Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today, will moderate the VP debate. I'm not worried about the VP debate. So there's where enter the female side of this thing. But the 22nd? Oh, if I'm Kristen Welker, man, I am thinking of everything that I can do to stop what will happen from happening again, because it will happen again. You know, no one's going to tell Donald Trump to shut up, including Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is going to continue to roll through what he wants to roll through, or just stay mute and then wait for the next question, and then it becomes even trickier. It was embarrassing, frankly. We have many people that have been coming on the show, I guess the last six months or so, with our Author's Corner from the UK and from Australia, and they admire Americans, many of them do, and they are curious about our lifestyles and worried about us with the pandemic because of the numbers that we have, the numbers of people that we've lost, the cases, that whole thing. But it used to be, this is a democracy, and yeah, there's some problems, and I didn't like that candidate, whatever. But this was just like humiliation, because it was terrible. It reminded me of being on the Ohio University campus and having debates, and somebody would want to try to make a name for themselves, so they'd get all jacked up on what they were saying, and they'd sort of have to be cut off. But we were in college, and we were trying to get a grade. This is about winning over the American people as to why you should stay president or why you should be president. So I have to say, I don't envy the moderators who are left after watching what happened with Chris Wallace. And by the way, Tuesday night's debate was the third most watched initial presidential debate since 1976. The most watched. You're not going to be shocked by this. If I asked you to think about presidents and the people that ran against them who ultimately were elected, the second most watched was Ronald Reagan debating with Jimmy Carter. 80.6 million people tuned in for that one. But think of the times. There weren't other things that were pulling you away on other cable networks, that kind of thing, because you didn't have the plethora of platforms and streaming and everything else that you have now. So part two, part three of the presidential debates, we start our unofficial poll. Will you watch? Yes or no? Some of your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have already heard, actually, from a few of you who got the, you know, made me start thinking, okay, I have been saying this on the air. I've heard from a few of you who say, no, you're not watching it. There's no reason to watch it because you feel as though it will do nothing but burn some of your time and maybe a few brain cells, too, because of the frustrations. And then I love this the next day, everybody trying to say who won. How about who lost? Who lost? The American people. We all lost. So will you watch the next two debates? Again, flip me an email, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Meet you on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat.
Giving you all a virtual hug. Hey, Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on this show. So I like to call this Odds and Ends. This is where we start with a story like what's going on with COVID-19. The update on that is 207,000 people have died. That's out of 7.26 million cases. Now, for our friends around the world, if we put our deaths in with yours, we've got 1.1 million total cases, 33.8 million, and recovered, and I love to see that number just get bigger and bigger, 23.5 million. So that's the numbers, but what does it all mean? To me, this is probably, I'm going to say, this is one of the scariest things that I've seen happen lately, because now this is the reopening of schools and some online and some kind of a hybrid situation, whether we're talking about elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and of course colleges. And there was a sad story out of North Carolina, a college student and a kid who had some athletic chops. He was a high school basketball player. He died from COVID-19. His name was Chad Durrell, just 19 years old, like my nephew, a sophomore at Appalachian State University in North Carolina, and he died after complications from COVID-19. So this is what happened. This is Chad's story. He was diagnosed with the virus early in September. He lived off campus. All of his classes were online. When he started to feel unwell, his mother encouraged him to come home to quarantine and to be tested for COVID-19. So he did. After he tested positive, he followed the isolation procedures that he was told to do and that other people do. And he was cleared by his doctor to return to school. When he returned to school, he started to feel bad. Like, he just didn't feel right after a while. And his family picked him up. I mean, he felt so bad, they picked him up. Like, no, I'm not getting dropped off, none of that stuff. They picked him up. So he was hospitalized. And after that, he died. And how sad is that? I mean, he's not the first undergrad student to die from COVID-19, but it raises the questions about, one, the safety of college campuses, even though they're pushing all of the safety measures with the reopening, all of that. You know, we're doing what we can, you know, the whole thing. And you don't hear very much about 19-year-olds dying, college students dying. And in fact, in the state of North Carolina, there have only been 5 reported deaths from COVID-19 in people 24 and under. So 5, that's it. And more than 56,000 confirmed cases. Now, those statistics are from the State Department of Health there. But I think the question I have and the question they have not answered is, where do they think he got it? I mean, if they're thinking on campus, he lived off campus, but they're thinking by going back to school and doing that, just the school thing, it was somewhere in between there. And there's no way to know. I mean, it's all about that contact tracing, which is so vital. But to his family, it's a big deal, right? To me, it's a big deal. A 19-year-old with lots of upside gone from the earth because of this miserable virus. 19 years old. I cannot imagine burying a son at 19. And they thought they were doing the right things. They tried to do the right things. Was it a mistake for him to go back? He was cleared. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So the other part of this is money, money, money. We're seeing businesses blow up right and left. There are some that are thriving. There are people that are reimagining, really trying to do what they can. But it may be what I call the piecemeal system, where you got to do a little this, a little that. That's okay, because that's what you do. You hustle. I'm a hustler. I get it. But you got family, mouths to feed, the whole thing. So you got the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying Republicans and Democrats have agreed to include another round of direct payments to American households in a potential coronavirus relief package. And this is Mnuchin saying this as of Wednesday. That's, yes, you can count on that. That's going to happen. It means if you qualify for a check the first time, you would be likely up for a second payment. The first round of payments were, we know this, like, what was it, $1,200 per adult, for those with adjusted gross incomes of up to, you know, whatever, $75,000, married couples, $150,000, so they were eligible, too. You get it, if you received that payment or not. But Democrats in the House postponed a vote on a $2.2 trillion relief package on Wednesday after Mnuchin was saying this. And he's saying Republicans weren't prepared to approve a package with a price tag that high. So they're arguing over that number. The number the Republicans are saying is, we've negotiated up to $1 trillion. And we might get up to $1.3. Originally, Democrats had proposed $3 trillion. So now they're going to have some more discussions. In fact, they've had them earlier this evening on Wednesday. Nancy Pelosi, supposedly they had some sort of a conversation about this, the Speaker of the House, but there is no deal. As of now, there is no deal. And when we look around us, we see we're on the verge, I think by Thursday. So we're on it. We're on it right now. We're going to see the airlines with massive layoffs. Massive, massive layoffs. Some of you listening to me right now are part of that group of being furloughed, cut, whatever. So American Airlines cutting 19,000 jobs. That's what they're saying. 19,000, that's it. The CEO said the number would include 8,000 recently notified flight attendants because October 1st, the payroll support program, PSP, under the CARES Act expires. So even there, though there's this bipartisan support for an extension of PSP, it hasn't happened on this COVID-19 relief package I was talking about. So that would enable the extension. It didn't happen. So now they got to furlough people. Boom, that's it. We're at the witching hour, 19,000. That's it. We got to do it. Because we, you know, it's stressful. It's got to be stressful for these people who were waiting every day. What's happening? Is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? We don't know. Now, Southwest Airlines, they're not planning to lay off any employees because of the large number who opted for early retirement. They got really lucky there. Or voluntary leave. But, of course, American, the big airline that is, with the thousands of recently hired employees, they're the ones that are going to get smashed with this. And it's all kinds of aspects of the airline business that are going to get hit by it. I was looking at the letter the CEO sent out, and in the letter he talked about talking to the Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin. He said that Mnuchin had informed him that the White House and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, were continuing to negotiate on a COVID-19 relief package, and it would include the extension of the PSP, and they could reach an agreement in the next couple of days. But for now, no. And as he said in his email to people who work for American Airlines, there's no guarantee that this is going to come to fruition. So we hope that we're going to see this cooperation. It's going to be extended, and we're sorry, but we've reached this outcome. It's not, and he says, it's not what you all deserve. None of us deserve this. Did any of us deserve what's happening in 2020? He said, none of you deserve this. It is a privilege to advocate on behalf of the hardworking aviation pros and American, he said that, and throughout the industry, and you have my assurance that we'll continue to do so in the days ahead. Please keep contacting your elected officials. That's what we do. We bombard them with phone calls and emails. Do something. Throw us a lifeline, please. That's exactly what Hal wanted to talk about. We're going to his email next when we hit the mailbag.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
45,000 people will be affected. That's the number of airline workers who will lose their jobs immediately. They're set to be furloughed or laid off altogether. The airline can no longer continue to employ them due to the Coronavirus CARES Act. It was passed back in March and now it will expire. The government's payroll support program for the airlines will be allowed to expire with no deal reached to extend it. That means airline companies will begin laying off people immediately. Two of the nation's biggest airlines say with no compromise on Capitol Hill to extend the program, they're forced to move forward with their long-planned furloughs in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. American Airlines is most affected, with 19,000 people set to be laid off. This is USA Radio News. The organization that sets the procedures for presidential debates has announced that it plans to restructure the events going forward after the chaos and verbal sparring of the night before. The candidates are talking about their performances. President Trump before leaving Washington for a rally in Duluth, Minnesota.
By every measure, we won the debate easily last night. I think he was very weak. He looked weak. He was whining. We won the debate by almost every poll that I saw.
All polls, even on Fox News, show Biden winning the debate. He did get much more airtime due to the many interruptions from President Trump. After the debate, Biden went on an old-fashioned train tour. He spoke to people in Ohio.
The President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think it was just a national embarrassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gonna be. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Get in the mail, man.
Yeah, let's go in the mailbag. I had a bunch of angry airline folks who sent me emails. As they know, I'm there in the hub of American at the DFW area. That's where our satellite facility is. So we've opened the door, and the avalanche of mail has fallen into my lap. It's virtual mail, luckily, so I can handle it. We go to Al. I said that he said something about the what's happening with the airline industry, and he said, Kate, I am fuming. I have a daughter and a son, both affected, would you believe it, by the furloughs, hard workers, dedicated folks, well-liked. It has nothing to do with that. It's just purely what's happened because of this evil virus and how it's been handled, and then how the bailout, if you will, for lack of going into the big description and fancy words, has not taken place this second time around. I'll tell you what, it really hurts when it involves you or people that you love. It's personal, baby. Make sure you go and vote. All right. Yeah, it is personal, right? That's what I say. All politics are personal. What's in your wallet? What's happening to your fam? That's the key. So no deal, no deal. Supposedly there's some progress, but you know, what's a trillion here and a trillion there? That's part of it. I'll do one more. This one from Brad, and Brad listens to us in the great state of Texas, and Brad says, "Hi, Kate. I used to be in the airline business. I got out of the airline business and started my own business. Luckily, I am doing okay during this pandemic. I used to love what I did for the airlines, but I could sort of see the handwriting on the wall after 9/11, and it scared me to death because I had a young family at the time. Now I see friends who stuck with it, did well, and either took a bailout or they're now in the position where they are getting furloughed, and it's really affecting many people that are friends that happen to live in my neighborhood as well. So I worry for them. Yeah, and worry you should, because who knows? Do I think this bailout thing happens? Yes. So then that all gets re-racked, but we still have the same problem. People aren't flying the way they were flying, even though, yes, some have come back. It is just completely tilted. There are planes parked in the desert. Our friends in Tucson listening to us on KVOI, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just a graveyard of planes. And this is where we're stuck. We live under the question mark. The reality is, forget about Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you want to throw out there. Right now, this is the situation of huge brand name stores collapsing, restaurants barely able to stay afloat, starting with the whole patio thing. Now it's getting into colder weather. What happens with them? I mean, I could go through every single industry. We've had many of those people on the show. We've gone through the industries. So while some people are doing what I said, doing that side hustle thing and trying to figure it out, piecemealing it all together, which is what happens, you do have industries that have completely tanked, and now there you are, right? So it's interesting that we have a debate that's not a debate, while the people of the country want to move forward. I mean, we want to move forward, period. And even with the vaccine, there's this conversation about, oh, the vaccine, what's the timeline? And I know, I'm in the middle of it. We've talked to doctors. We've had attorneys on about patents, etc. But here's the thing. Now you have these polls that are out there where people are saying, screw you, I'm not doing the vaccine. I don't trust it. It's so fast. I mean, I have two friends that told me they weren't going to take it. They're like, you know what? Why should I take the vaccine? Who are you trusting? Who's telling you that this vaccine is going to save the day? So what does that mean? I mean, I guess if you're vaccinated and the vaccine works, are you safe? Where do we go with that? I still think the press has to happen there. I mean, the Moderna vaccine is not going to be ready by Election Day. There was all this conversation about having that ready, but it's not going to be ready. They're like, no, it's not going to be ready. Stop asking us. It's not going to be ready. But then there's this other side of it of people saying, yeah, I'm not going to take it. So how many people are actually going to take it? I mean, we'll go deeper into this as we move through the vaccine a little bit more. And, of course, it is the rush to get to market. It is to get the FDA to fast-track it. Anything you put in your body, of course you should question it, right? I'll tell you, COVID, and I've gotten more of these questions from you, and I'm going to go to those right now, but this COVID recession has just become like such a lopsided affair, I think, for so many people. I see it in my neighborhood. I see it with other people that I talk to. It's the yin and yang of what's happened with some people where suddenly things have soared, and what's happened with other people where suddenly things have just completely tanked. And that's exactly what Nancy said to us here. And Nancy is listening to us in New Orleans. And I'm so glad, Nancy, that you said you're there in New Orleans, because, you know, I always give shouts out to my friends in those different parishes that are surrounding New Orleans too. But Nancy says, Kate, it's really strange what has happened. I'm in the real estate business, and My company that I started is actually doing fairly well. I mean, actually doing pretty well. I almost feel like I can't say that to people because then I have friends who are just have just seen their lives tank, where they've lost a job, their husband's lost a job. I have at least two separate sets of friends where that's happened, and the inequality of what's happened due to the virus has really, really hit the community where I live pretty hard. And there are people in the hotel business and the restaurant business that live in my area who were really thriving, and now they've just completely tanked, and they're trying to keep the doors open. And it's very, very tough, and I think it's going to get tougher with a little bit of cooler weather, although in Louisiana, as you know, Kate, you could still throw on a jacket, have some fires going, and I think it would still work out compared to some other areas of the country. I have friends where I don't know if their doors close that they'll ever be able to open them again. Yeah, you know, the hospitality jobs, they're down like 25%. And even if you get the vaccine, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but you get the vaccine and it is distributed, and again, who's taking it? Business travel isn't going to return, I think, for years to come. Because video conferencing, whether people like it or not, is how people are doing business, because the handwriting is absolutely on the wall. So what does that mean for restaurants? So, for example, in New Orleans, think about the French Quarter. Great. It's an awesome place to go. It's 100% tourist driven, mostly. Right? 100% tourist driven. And they were booming. They were booming. And now, I mean, look, Mardi Gras celebrations, all that kind of stuff. Are you kidding? There's restaurants that are still boarded up. I mean, it's sad. It is. So I take the New Orleans example because that, you know, that's what we have there. But you look at New Orleans, and more than 30,000 restaurant and the hospitality workers unemployed in that great city. It's impossible to find a job. You know, the unofficial, or maybe it's official. I don't know. I guess it's official because I saw this. I did see this somewhere. The official unemployment rate is close to 12%. Close to 12%. Think about this, right? Trying to pay your rent, trying to pay your mortgage. Mm. And how many people squirreled away? I like it when financial people say, I mean, it always does sound so good, right? You're reading it. You must squirrel away 2 years' worth of income. What is your current, what is your income, and what is your, what you look, square that up with what your monthly bills are, and that's what you should have socked away. Well, in Fantasy Island we do, right, in Utopia, but it's not that people, and I think there's this shame, because people are funny about their money, and nobody should feel shamed. I think that there's a thing about that, so it's not that. And people, well, why didn't they squirrel away the money? One, they might not have been making that much money, and it wasn't like they were necessarily thinking that everybody's going out all the time, spending every cent they had. No, they were living paycheck to paycheck, and there wasn't a lot to squirrel away, and they've eaten through their savings. That's the deal. All right, this one is from Russ, and Russ says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I started listening to you when one of my friends told me about your show. I work all kinds of hours, and I catch your show at different times, so it's been a whole lot of fun. Just kind of a shout out to you. I feel sorry for the people who live in the wine country, and it might not be getting a lot of attention because of the debate blow-ups and so many other things, but I had the fortune to spend some time there. It's just absolutely beautiful, and now just destroyed by these fires. I mean, how many structures? And sadly, 22 people killed. I heard you say that. And you got to think Napa and Sonoma. it's already tough on them with the pandemic, and now it's got to be even worse because they were struggling already. All right, coming up next, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. We're doing that football thing, nailing the score,
855-266-5283.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Nail the Score. A quick reminder of how this works, and if you're hearing it for the first time, don't be shy. You can either email me your guess, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, or jump on these digits, 855-266-5283. So I pick the game of the week, or what I think is going to be one of the games of the week, and all you have to do is tell me who's going to win and what the final score is going to be. Don't have to be an analyst. You just got to tell me the score, whatever it might be, and scores are always all over the place, so no score is a dumb guess. You know, no guess is a dumb guess because we've seen scores that are like baseball scores, and then we've seen outrageous scores as well that happen. This time around, this is the game of the week. I don't know if it'll be the game of the week. It's going to be interesting to see. Kansas City Chiefs, they're 3-0. Imagine that. They won the Super Bowl. They are favored by 7 in this game. But it's the Patriots. And I think Belichick says it best. A couple games into this, they find their rhythm, and they get better as they move along. Yes, this is a different Patriot team, but they're 2-1. So this team is a for-real team, too. If you've been watching Julian Edelman and some others, yeah. And, by the way, what's been so interesting about watching the Patriots, I think, is the fact that you got Superman. Cam Newton, oh, he was so washed up in Carolina. Oh, this is the end of his career. And suddenly, I don't know, he's found new life. There's something a little bit different about Cam Newton in a Patriot uniform. So this is a big one for them. This is a huge game for both teams because, of course, Kansas City, they want to be supreme and they want to beat the Patriots. And no question, and it's a home game for them, and they're going to have somewhat of a crowd. It's not the normal size, but they've had people at Arrowhead, and they're going to continue to do that. So, again, Kansas City is favored by 7. That just gives you a little info there. And the over-under on the game is 53. So the wise guys think 53 is the number. Do you think it's going to be a little bit over than that, or a little bit under, which could maybe affect how you guess. And maybe it doesn't matter a hill of beans. You just pick what team you think and what you think the final score is going to be. So here's the number to jump on, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I have a feeling this year somebody is going to nail the score. And spread the word, because I know sometimes I've changed the times for Nail the Score, but Nail the Score is going to stay right here every single week, this time, throughout the football season, as long as we have a football season. A lot of people like to email, so you can do that. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Nathan, you got to crack this open. So what, in your expert opinion, do you think is going to happen, Patriots or Chiefs?
Totally expert. Let's go 32-28 Chiefs.
Ooh, Chiefs. All right, smart bet. And you're kind of right in there in the zone. A little bit a little bit less, but right there if you look at the point total. So 32-28 Chiefs. Thank you, Nathan. For me, I don't know. I think the Patriots are going to play them pretty tough and a lot closer than some think. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to say it's going to be 37-34. So I think it'll be a little bit closer. All right, K2KDelaneyRadio.com. Got this one from Chris. And Chris, I'm going to read them on the air if we don't have any callers coming through. Chris just said Chiefs 42-28. And then I've got another one here. And this one is from Mac, who sometimes emails us about other things. Mac, who is also picking the Chiefs. So it might just be Chiefs across the board when it's all said and done. And final score is going to be 28-17. Wow. So that would be defense. Defense rules the day. And who knows? I mean, defensively, that could happen. It's not likely, though. When I look at, if I'm handicapping it, I guess I am. If I'm handicapping this one, you know, you look at the last Patriot win over the Raiders, and they scored 36 points there to the 20 for the Raiders. Their loss against the Seahawks, they still put up 30 points. And then they won and beat the Dolphins, but that was a weird game, 21-11. I think it's going to be interesting to see Cam Newton And I would normally say with that loud crowd, because they have such a loud crowd, I think one of the loudest. It's been definitely proven that they're one of the loudest crowds in the NFL. If it was the normal season, the Chiefs would throw, I think they'd throw the Patriots maybe a little off their game. Not that they haven't been going there and playing and everything else, but this is such a different transition. It's a transition year for New England, so this matchup is a big indicator of what's going to happen, I think, for them and what happens in the AFC. And, you know, it's so funny. Whenever Bill Belichick is questioned about upcoming superstar quarterbacks or teams, it's like he was asked about Pat Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. And what does he say? All the superlatives that have been said about him, I'd just be repeating them all. In other words, why are you asking me that stupid question? Do I think he's an incredible quarterback? Of course I think he's an incredible quarterback. why would you even waste your breath to ask me that? He didn't take their head off, but you could tell, because I saw some of the video on that he wanted to do that. All right, I'm just going to say this again. If you want to nail the score, you can do it through the miracle of the internet by sending to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. I don't even think we have time for a call. We might be able to sneak one in quickly, but 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. There's been a lot made about the mass and the players, and the Raiders admittedly slipped up. They were at an event, a lot of the Raiders, and they didn't wear a mask. It was an indoor charity event. Quarterback Derek Carr was there, and he said they had a few moments where they just took the mask off so people could see their faces. And they said the reason the players were at the event in the first place, it was a fundraiser for a teammate, Darren Waller's foundation, to help at-risk youth overcome addiction. Waller is 3 years sober, and that's why he started that. But anyway, they say they felt, you know, like Carr especially kind of took the lead on this. He said, we feel terrible about that. We addressed it. We talked to the coach. We talked to our trainers about what really went down and all that kind of stuff. It's one of those things. It's forgetting it. But anyway, the Raiders were fined, remember, $250,000 and are being investigated by the NFL for allegedly allowing an unauthorized team employee in the locker room after the game that win over New Orleans on the 21st. So, and John Gruden, the coach, was fined $100,000 for not wearing his mask properly. So that's a pretty big bill. Gruden said, we understand this is a terrible, terrible virus. We have to do our part. We're all vulnerable. Unfortunately, it sounds like a few people got the virus. I just wish the best for everybody in Tennessee. And that's what happened. There was the big announcement about some of the Tennessee Titans testing positive for COVID-19. So the Steelers-Titans game postponed over those positive tests. All right, never fear. If you sent me an email, Sharon in Maine, or anybody else, you are locked and loaded. I already told you about Chris and Mac. Good luck to everybody who gets in on time. Maybe you'll nail the score. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. I saw you in another man. I saw you. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.